the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! And pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's sugar pops.
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Gunsmoke Blockade. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are tops. Tops as a cereal with a little milk or cream, tops as a snack right out of the box. Either way, you don't add sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Yes, either way, you'll get plenty of pleasure eating those golden nuggets of ready sweetened corn. Enjoy sugar pops often. Have Mom look for the package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops with the pictures of Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding on the front with the words, "Shot with Sugar." Railroad men fought a raw winter to lay their steel through the hills to the edge of Lonesome Valley. But there they were stopped. Hard-eyed gunfighters blocked their right-of-way from there on. That was the situation when the railroaders sent a special train to bring United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles up for a desperate try at breaking the Gunsmoke Blockade.
Nice of Mr. Hamilton to send a special train just for us, wasn't it?
It sure was, Jingles. But don't get the idea that this is just a joyride on your private engine.
Yeah, that's what's bothering me. Ain't you got no idea who these gun-toting hombres are, Mr. Hamilton?
Yeah, not in the least, Jingles. More than that, I don't know why they want to stop the railroad.
That's what beats me.
You sure they ain't Indians?
No, Jingles. We've had our share of trouble with Indians before, but these are hard cases from the valley.
You seen them, huh?
Yeah, too close.
Would you recognize any of them again, Mr. Hamilton?
Sure, Bill. Their leader's a gigantic man with a big black beard. I'd know him at a convention.
Well, that's something to go on anyway.
Yeah, Bill, but where are we going to find him? We ain't very well acquainted in this section of Texas.
Maybe he'll find us, Jingles.
Now, Bill, you know a Jasper like that ain't going to come hunting us unless it's with his six-gun Spartan fire.
That's just what I mean, partner.
Oh, well, I don't like the sound of it one little bit.
We're coming to the curve, Mr. Hamilton. You gents better hang on.
Get a grip, Jingles.
Let her rip! That was a humdinger. Sure hope Buckshot and Joker didn't slide off that flat car back there.
Not a chance, Jingles. I had special stalls built for them.
Getting close to end the line, gents. Coming to the valley.
Uh-oh. I don't like the way he said that, Bill.
Yep. From here on, we can look for trouble.
If it's that close, Mr. Hamilton, I wonder if I could ask a favor of you.
Yeah, sure, Bill. Anything.
Well, if there's likely to be gunplay, I'd like to go back and check up on our horses.
Sure thing. Hey, Mac.
Yep?
Can you stop here for a minute?
Sure, Mr. Hamilton. Brace yourself now.
Come on, Jingles. We'll take a look at the horses.
Yeah, I sure wouldn't want nothing to happen to them. You really looking for trouble, Bill?
I sure am, partner, and plenty of it. Get in there, Buckshot. Yeah, Joker's doing all right.
Yeah. Bill, don't you reckon it might be a good idea for me to stay back here and keep an eye on the horses? They might get lonesome, you know.
If you figure you want to, partner. Easy, Buckshot, easy. There you are, Joker.
Oh, now, Bill, you know me better than that.
Yeah, I never saw you shy away from a gunfight yet, Jingles. Well, let's get back to the engine.
Take it easy, Joker. I might need you in a big rush.
How'd you make out with the horses, Bill?
They're fine, Mr. Hamilton. All right, climb up, Jingles.
Yeah. mighty nice of you to stop for us, Mr. Hamilton.
Not at all. Like to see a man be good to his horse.
They've been pretty good to us.
All right, Mac. You can get rolling.
Yes, sir. But from here on, you better have those six guns ready, Marshal Hickok. I got a feeling they're waiting for us.
Well, if they are, they sure know we're coming. You sure couldn't sneak up on nobody with this iron monster belching fire the way it does.
That's right, partner. But if they're waiting, they'll find we'll be putting out a little fire ourselves.
Now you're talking, Bill. If it's a fight they want, I reckon we can give it to them. Pour on the coal, Mac. Let's go get them.
Say, Wranglers, wouldn't it be swell if you could know today just what's going to happen tomorrow? Just imagine the fun you could have telling everybody what was going to take place 24 hours ahead of time. Well, I'm afraid can't any of us do that, but there's one thing I know is going to happen tomorrow for sure. Yep, tomorrow and every day, lots and lots of folks are going to be enjoying Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Starting first thing tomorrow morning, there'll be folks enjoying them for breakfast and all day long for snacks. Now, either way you enjoy Sugar Pops, you don't need any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Enjoy yourself some Sugar Corn Pops tomorrow. Tell Mom to look for the package with Guy and Andy racing their horses pell-mell across the prairie with the words, shot with sugar, right on front. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
With only the engineer and the railroad superintendent in the cab with Wild Bill and Jingles, the lone engine snorted on to the end of the line. And waiting in grim silence over the last steel rail stood a dozen hard-looking men on horseback. Their leader, a gigantic figure with a big black beard.
Well, here they come again, boys. Guess they ain't learned their lesson yet.
What are you figuring we're to do this time, Blackbeard?
I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do the same thing we did last time they brought that snorting steam horse into Lonesome Valley. And we're going to continue to do it till they stay out and they're all dead.
Well, don't seem to stop them. Just gun smoke and lead don't.
Well, it will before we're through. It's them or us.
Well, that way, I reckon it'll have to be them.
You're darn right it will. Ain't room in this valley for both, so they're staying out. At the end of my six guns. How about it, boys?
Well, if that's what you say, that's the way it's going to be, Blackbeard. We elected you to lead us, and I reckon we'll go along with your judgment.
All right, then. Spread out. Take cover so they don't see you. And when you start shooting this time, make sure they get the idea that we don't want them here.
How much further, Mr. Hamilton?
Around the next bend, Jingles.
That way they jumped you every time before?
Yeah, that's right, Bill. They won't let our crews go to work.
Hold it. I just saw the sun glint off of a rifle barrel.
Rifle barrel? Where?
Right there, Jingles.
Bill, rifle. Well, we only got our six guns with us.
It's as far as we go, gents.
Hey, you can't stop here. We'll be sitting ducks for them rifles. Doggone it, they're too far up.
Got no more track, Jingles. This engine can't take off across the prairie like a jackrabbit, you know.
And from now on, I'm going to stick the Joker. Still, we ain't in a fix that's exactly comfortable right now, you know.
You said it, partner. They always attack right here at the edge of the hills, Mr. Hamilton.
Yeah, that's right, Bill.
Funny thing.
Now, there ain't nothing funny about it, Bill Hickok. That lad's coming close enough to singe my ear.
You're not getting hit, Jingles.
Can I help it if they're bad shots? You ain't want me to get plugged full of holes, are you?
No, but those Jaspers are good shots. You ever had any men killed, Mr. Hamilton?
No, Bill. They nicked a few, but they haven't killed anybody.
Funny thing.
Now, Bill, you quit saying it's funny. I couldn't laugh right now. It was the last thing I had to do.
All right, Jingle. We've learned all we can here.
I ain't learned a thing.
Throw this iron horse in reverse, Mac. Take us back to our horses.
You backing out of this gunfight, Hickok?
Not exactly, Mr. Hamilton. Maybe I'm just putting it off.
I don't get you, Marshal. And I'm not sure I like it. I went to a lot of trouble and expense to get you up here to open that right away.
I know that. Jingles and I'll do everything we can.
Well, it looks to me like you're falling down on the job right now.
Now, hold on, Mr. Hamilton. You ain't going to get nowhere talking to Bill like that.
Never mind, Jingles.
But Bill...
I don't know what you had in mind, Mr. Hamilton, but I generally do a job my own way.
Well, just get it done, Hickok. I got a railroad to build down through Lonesome Valley, and I'm going to do it if I have to call the army.
I'd live to ride Joker into another town again. That doggone lad was flying through that engine cab like a swarm of hornets.
Funny thing, Jingles.
Bill Hickok, if you say that once more, I'm liable to forget we're partners and stomp you into the ground. What do you keep saying it for, Bill?
Those Jaspers behind those rifles were right good shots, Jingles.
Well, now that's right big news to me. I was only right in front of their sights.
But you didn't get killed, Jingles, and that's the point.
And a right good point, if I do say so myself.
That means they didn't want to kill us. Why?
Well, they just thought that they'd save us for seed. Maybe we'd bring a bigger batch back with us so they could kill more at once, I reckon.
And we didn't see any of them.
Nobody with a black beard, you mean?
That's right. Now keep your eyes peeled for a gent like that in this town, Jingles.
It's a right busy town. Look at all them freight wagons over yonder.
Yeah, warehouses, freight wagons. Maybe this adds up.
Oh, Joker, whoa up and stand right there. Bill, look. Look at that office with all them freight wagons behind it. Read what it says on that sign.
Blackbeard's wagons haul anything anywhere in the West.
Reckon that's our man, Bill.
Right now, and stick my six guns on it, partner. What do you say we pay him a little visit? Get over that hitch rack, Buckshot.
You too, Joker, and don't drag your feet. We never found anybody that easy before, Bill. If he'd have been a snake, he'd have bit us.
You might yet, partner. Watch yourself.
Yep, there he is, Bill. I know him anywhere.
Well, howdy, gents. Got something you want hauled in or out of Lonesome Valley? If you do, I'm your man. Everybody calls me Blackbeard.
I reckon you're the man we're looking for, all right.
Easy, Jingle.
Sure I am. Got a string of freighters covering the entire West. What are you shipping, gents?
Nothing just yet. Just wanted to ask you, how you getting along with the railroad men?
Boss, the railroaders.
Railroaders. By Jude, you got gall to come into my office. I'll break you in two.
Now, hold on. Now, watch out, Bill.
You're going to get carried out of here, mister.
Not until you hear what I came to say.
I ain't listening to no railroader.
Get him, boss.
Pull a gun on that big Jasper, Jake.
I can't do it, boss.
How come?
He's got a gun on me.
Now, you see how things stand, Mr. Blackbeard.
You cinderheads. I'll stomp you both through the floor.
Yeah, the time Wild Bill Hickok gets through with you, there ain't going to be enough for me to work on.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You Wild Bill Hickok?
That's what they call me, mister.
And I'm his deputy, Jingles.
Well, why didn't you say so?
You aren't given much to listening, Blackbeard.
Well, now, let's just sit down here and talk this thing over.
I ain't got no call to be fighting with you, Marshal. But I sure get red-eyed when I hear the word railroad.
What's your scrap with the railroad, Blackbeard?
Ought to be right plain, Marshal. I'm running freight wagons. The railroads put me out of business, and I got plenty of troubles now.
You have? What kind of trouble?
Winter storms bogged down 10 of my rigs on the way over the hills to the warehouse at the junction.
That's east of the mountain.
Yeah, when those blasted railroads come through.
Well, that's only 40 miles, ain't it, Bill?
Might as well be 40,000 in the winter. From here west, I can operate all year round. But them hills is sure death all winter.
You can't stop the railroads, Blackbeard.
I can and I will.
Not by bushwhacking, you ain't.
Bushwhacking? I don't know what you're talking about.
Boss,
shut up, Jake.
It's no good, Blackbeard. They've identified you as a leader in at least one attack on the railroad.
We going to take him to jail, Bill?
Jail? We ain't killed nobody.
Not yet, but if you keep up this gunplay, there's a good chance you will.
We don't need them blasted railroads. Wagons is for the West, Hickok. Let them keep their smoke pots back on the other side of the Mississippi where they belong.
You're fighting the wind, Blackbeard. The railroads have land grants for a line through Lonesome Valley.
Yeah, and if you keep up what you're doing, you're again the law. Now, you better listen to Bill while he's giving you a chance.
Chance? Nothing. The railroads ain't coming through, you hear me? I'll tear up the tracks with my bare hands. They'll not get 1 foot more in this valley.
They'll have a full crew laying track at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, Blackbeard, and I'll be there with them. The law's on their side.
Hang the law! Some blasted railroads are us freighters. We got here first, and we're going to stay.
Now, listen here, Blackbeard.
You listen, lawman. The first man that drives the spike to a rail tomorrow morning is a dead duck. And if you're both fool enough to back his play, you'll both be dead, too.
You know, if I could stop in your living room now and ask you whether you like Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops better as a breakfast cereal or as a snack, I'll bet it'd come out pretty even. Most folks like them fine both ways. Some like them a mite better as snacks, others like them more as a cereal, but all in all, just about everybody likes them both ways. As a cereal or as a snack, those golden nuggets or ready sweetened pops of corn sure are popular with everybody. And remember, no matter how you enjoy Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops, you never have to add any sugar because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Have Mom get some. Get the package with Guy Madison and Andy Devine thundering down the trail on their horses. And look for the words, shot with sugar. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Yippee! Sugar Pops.
They're sugar-coated, tastes so sweet. Just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
It was late afternoon by the time Wild Bill and Jingles had returned to the railroad superintendent and convinced him to resume work the next morning.
All right, Hickok. I'll do it, but it won't be easy. I still got a feeling it won't work.
Sometimes you have to take a chance, Mr. Hamilton.
I spend my life taking chances, Hickok. Don't preach to me about that.
Bill ain't preaching, Mr. Hamilton. It's leading up to something else. Ain't you, Bill?
Well, speak up, Marshal. My neck's out a mile now.
There's a wire I'd like you to send to the junction along with your request for a crew.
All right, come on. Got a telegraph set in this caboose I use for an office.
Reckon he'll do it, Bill?
I don't know, partner.
Spring it, Marshal. What's this new wrinkle? Go right up.
Hey, this is a regular office, ain't it?
Yep. Oh, excuse me a minute. Message coming over.
Can you get what it's saying, Bill?
Yeah, I'm just asking what Hamilton's going to do.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that myself a little bit.
All right, Marshal. What else do you have in your mind?
Send orders for your crew to load everything in Blackbeard Junction's warehouse on the same train they're bringing through tonight.
Here it comes.
You crazy, Hickok. We got no authorization from Blackbeard for that.
Send a separate wire to the warehouse for authorization and sign it Blackbeard.
Now you're out of your head, Hickok. You'll fry me in bear grease before this is over.
I'll take full responsibility.
You'll sign a statement to that effect before I'll send the first word.
That's all right with me. Start sending now.
Yeah, and when that old engine starts up to the end of the railroad track tomorrow morning, get ready for the biggest all-out ruckus this country's seen in many a moon. Bill.
Cross your fingers, Jingles.
Fingers, eyes, and toes. I might never get untangled.
Hickok, look.
Bill, front of the engine. Blackbeard and the meanest looking bunch of hombres I ever saw.
This is a payoff, partner. Come on. Better stay there till I call you, Mr. Hamilton.
Not on your life. I started this, and I'm going to be in at the finish.
You can bring on your whole gang, Hickok. We come for a showdown.
You're making a mistake, Blackbeard.
Not the way we see it. I said I'd shoot the first man to drive a spike to a rail this morning. And by Jude, I'm going to do it.
Bring me a sledgehammer and a spike, Mr. Hamilton. Have your men lay the next rail in place.
Coming right up, Bill. All right, men. Start laying track.
Bill, you ain't going to drive that spike, are you?
I sure am, Jingle.
You're digging your grave, Hickok.
Here it comes, Bill. Put it right in place, men.
Where does the spike go, Mr. Hamilton?
Alternate ties and alternate sides, Marshal.
I'm warning you, Hickok.
Hand me that sledgehammer.
Bill.
Back off, Jingles. If he gets me, take him to jail. Now, Blackbeard, here goes the first spike.
Bill! Oh, woo-wee. Doggone it, Bill Hickok. Someday I'm going to have heart failure for some of your loco doing.
Pick up Blackbeard's gun, Jingles.
You ain't one yet, Hickok. Them railroads ain't coming through, you hear?
I'll give you a choice, Blackbeard. You listen to me for 5 minutes. I'll go to jail right now for trying to kill me.
Now, don't none of the rest of you varmints get any ideas about shooting in the meantime. I ain't so bad with a six-gun myself.
All right, Hickok, I'll listen. But you ain't got nothing to say that'll hold interest for me.
Now, that's where you're wrong.
All right, Mr. Hamilton, bring up that string of cars.
Right, Bill. Highball that other engine, Mac.
Coming right up, Mr. Hamilton.
Now, Blackbeard, keep your eyes open and follow me to those cars.
Yeah, and the rest of your freighter gang can step right on along behind you, with me behind them, just like a big caboose.
What are you up to, Hickok?
You can wait and see. Here we are. Hold the train, Mr. Hamilton.
Right. All right, that's good. Hold her there.
There you are. What do you see on those flat cars?
Boxes. Boxes with my name on them.
Right. Consigned to you.
But I didn't order this. Somebody stole them.
You didn't have sense enough to order them, so Bill did.
Hickok, you... Wait a minute. All right, Marshal, start talking. I'll give you 5 minutes, then we start blasting. Stand by, boys.
You start shooting now, and there'll be a lot of men killed without a reason, Blackbeard.
Talk, I said. Explain this.
Shut up and listen. You said you couldn't get your goods across the mountains, and your wagons were empty and idle.
That's right.
All right. Here's your goods. Brought over those same mountains in one night, waiting to fill your wagons.
Yeah, but...
Well, you take it from here. You catching on, Blackbeard?
Yeah. Yeah, I sure am, Marshal. I've been a jughead. The railroad brings my goods to Lonesome Valley. I spread it from there all over the west in my wagons.
And no winter layoff on account of the weather.
Dad Burnett, you ought to help the railroad get built instead of standing there with smoking six guns in your hand.
You're right, Jingles, and by Jude, we will. Give a hand here, Mr. Hamilton. I want to shake with you to seal a bargain.
That's fine, Blackbeard. We can both shake hands with Wild Bill and Jingles for bringing us together.
You said it. Step up, boys, and shake with Wild Bill and Jingles. Come on, all of you. Come
on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, you slap-happy galoot. Before you waste any more of that good energy, now just reach down and grab one of them steel rails. All this heavy shaking might shake it right into place. We'll have a railroad built before you know it.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy, what's our Wild Bill Hickok story for Friday?
We got a rip snorter, Guy. Coming up, it's all about a traveling medicine show and a mess of trouble. We call it bad medicine.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Open your mouth and shut your eyes. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there's a grand surprise. Yes, with Variety Pack, you get all your favorite Kellogg cereals, 10 generous servings, each individually packaged, fresh to you. You can take your pick of Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many other kinds. Open your mouth and shut your eyes. When you choose from Kellogg's Variety Pack, you'll get a grand surprise. Get Kellogg's Variety Pack today. Greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lou Merrill, Jess Kirkpatrick, Sid Mason, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of...
Wow!